Nidorim, Perek Vov Mishnah Yud, Mina Kruv. Kruv is cabbage. Also bispargois. Sounds like the word asparagus that we have in English. I don't know if it's exactly the same thing. Doesn't sound like it's a type of cabbage. So Memelo, when a person asks Kruv, he's also in the type of Kruv that's called asparagus. We assume that that's part of it. However, Mina Aspargois, if he asks himself bispargois, that's a specific. That doesn't mean the whole family of Kruvim. So Mela Mutter B'Kruv, Mina Grisim. Grisim are kidneys, things that grow from the ground, like beans. Also Mina Mikpo. He's also to eat. Mikpo is a cooked dish that's made of beans, like lentil soup. So he's not allowed to eat from that. That's the stomachs of Grisim includes that product. Rabbi Yossi Matter. Rabbi Yossi says no. He says the tafsh, once it's cooked, it's referred to as a mikbish or grisim. It's not stam grisim. It's produced from grisim, but it's called a dish of grisim. So it's not bechlal. Mina mikpo. If he asks himself beneder from this type of dish, mikpo means this type of cooked dish of lentils, mutabi grisim, he means only this cooked dish. That's a specialty definition. So he doesn't mean the whole family of grisim. Mina mikpo, also bishum. If he asks himself from this type of dish, so then he's also to eat garlic, which is a chiddush. Obviously, the nekuda is because the way they flavored this type of lentil dish to make it taste good, they would put in shum, they would put in garlic. So he asked also one of the ingredients. L'chari, he asked the dish, not one of the ingredients of the dish. And that's why l'chari, Rabbi Yossi Matir. He only meant to ask himself mikbah on the dish. However, minashum mutter b'mikbah. Even though there's shum in the dish called mikbah, but he asked himself from shum as eaten. He meant garlic. Shum is not the ikar of a mikbah. It just adds taste to it. So even though the taste of the shum is in the mikbah, it wouldn't answer. Now, if he had asked minashum hazeh, what we've had before, is that what he would mean to say is shum, and then anything that's benois and tam in this mikbah from that container of shum would be b'chal the iser. Minu adoshim, also bashishin. Adoshim are types of beans, lentils. Also bashishin, it's like a shvacher type of adoshim. The mafashim call it psoilushal adoshim. Reb Yossi Matir, Reb Yossi says no, adoshim means adoshim, not the psoilus of adoshim. But if he's noide min ho ashishim, so then avad, he only means ashishim, this poor quality stuff. He doesn't mean the better quality stuff. Therefore, he's mutter badoshim. What happens if he says chito, chitim she'eni toyim? He says both lushainis, chito and chitim. So he becomes also ben bekemach, ben pas, flour, anything that's made with flour or bread. That's interesting because the way the Mefarshim explained it, chito refers to a single grain of wheat. So chito would be a toya, since we're talking about one thing, he doesn't mean to answer himself in one grain. Nobody eats a grain of wheat. It's not roi l'achila. So what he means to say is one item that's produced from chitim means a loaf of bread. Mashenke, when he says chitim, he's talking about things that are loose, a pile of chitim. So again, nobody eats a pile of chitim. So what he means to do is he means to refer, it's a kinui for chitim, the product of chitim, which is loose, which is flour. So then memel, he'll be also. If he says both, he'll be also in both. Kemach and pat. Gris, grisin, she'eni toyim. Also bohen, ben chayin, ben mevusholim. Again, gris is a lashon of yochid. So it means a whole dish of grisin. Nobody eats a single gris. If he says grisin, he's talking about a pile of things that are not one unit. And then what he means to say is, he means raw beans, and also the dish, which is a davi yochid that's produced from gris. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, koinam gris, oichita she'eni toyim, muta lochus chayim. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on what we just said, but he's explaining. The derech is that one gris or one chit is not eaten raw. Locus chayim is to chew. When something's raw, you have to chew it. It doesn't swallow down like by something that's cooked. So when a person says grisa chita, he's not including a single piece as eaten raw. It's just not the derech. So it's only if he says grisim, chito chitim, so he refers to Lashon Yochid, Lashon Ram, then he's including even raw. That's the Tosefes Dvarim that Yehud is adding, and it's not an akuda that he's chaylik on the Tanakam. Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph, Hanoidim and Hayerek. Noidim and Hayerek, what's included in Yerek? Yerek, chayrim, means anything that grows in the ground, as opposed to a tree. But Beloshim B'nei Odom, or at least B'mei Chazal, Yerek are things that are greenery, that have leaves. And more than that, the Namala Loshin of Yerek, let's say when we use it Leil Seder, when we talk about Kushar Yerokois, we're talking about things that are leafy vegetables, things that you eat the leaves. Cabbage, lettuce, v'chule. We're not talking about carrots and cucumbers and tomatoes that grow from the ground. Another possibility that's raised is that Yerek Bistoma Delishna Bnei Odom refers to things that could be eaten raw. Deluim are never eaten raw, they're only eaten cooked. So it's not your regular vegetable. Look in Pashas Bereishis, the Farshim bring it up over there. What's included when the Torah says, V'chol Yerek HaSodeh? Does that mean only leafy vegetables? Or does it mean even the other vegetables that we just mentioned that we use for salad? V'nishvi, V'Rebbe Kiva Oyser. Rebbe Kiva holds no. Deluim are included in the Lashon Yerek. Omer lo le Rebbe Kiva. V'aloy emo adam l'shluchoy. Kachu li Yerek. He says, Pukhazi. Somebody sends a shliach to the shuk to buy vegetables. Kach li Yerek. V'aymer lo imotzosi al etluin. What do you mean? That's Yerek. No. Does state that it's not Yerek. When a person says Yerek, he does not mean Luim. Amar lahem kein adover. Is that takazoy? Oishem o'imu hu loy lo mitzosi ala kitnis. So maybe kitnis is not bechlal Yerek, even though they both grow from the ground. Beans will be better pri adomo, because they grow from the ground, not from a tree, and they're not chameshes mine dogon. But kitnis is certainly, that is a kul l'kul yamla, that kitnis is not bechlal Yerek. Elisha Dluin Bechlal Yerek, Dluin, which is a gourd, a cucumber, squash, Bechadoy Melechur, pumpkins would also be Bechlal. That is Yeh Bechlal Yerek. Only kidneys is Zeinu Bechlal Yerek. So this is a Machloikis. Sounds from the Gemara and Daf Nun Daleh that even according to Rebbe Kiva, this is not a Vadai. And the Gemara brings him a car that even according to Rebbe Kiva, if he eats dlu and lamaisa malchus, he won't get pashas. That means because it's not a vada; it's only a sofik. V'also bepul hamitzvi lach umuta biyovesh. People would plant pul hamitzvi is a type of beans that are natural to Mitzrayim. When they're planted, some people plant them to have them at the stage when they're green and fresh, and what we call lach. At that point, it's bechlal beloshim le'adam, it's bechlal yerek. When they're dried out and they're used more as part of a dish, so then already it's like a type of grain more. So then biyovesh, we don't look at it as a yerek. So mela, if he asked himself bepul hamitzvi, so he's osur on ones that are lach, and not osur on yovesh. Now, there's a lomdish tain over here that the mafashim bring up, and that is l'chayra, every pul hamitzvi yovesh had to be dried out. It had to stay in the ground or it had to stay in storage longer. In that case, L'chayre already became osur. It was already chal neder is a cheftz of a neder. And it became osur on him to eat. How is that is a cheftz of the pul hamitzvi lach? Because it's bechlal d'shem yerek poka in order to be matured because now it's a yovish. So there are those that taina. The Rosh has what to say about it, but there's a shell of the Karanoir and other Achronim that Enochanami. Maybe we're only talking about where he was Noider, and we say now whatever was Pul Hamitzvi Yovesh is not Bechlal the Nether, whatever is Pul Hamitzvi Lach is Yeh Bechlal, and even afterwards when it matures and it becomes a Pul Hamitzvi Yovesh, there was not Poka the Nether. Others Taina, no. You have to know what the Machloikis is. But others want a Taina that no. Karanoir brings up such a tzad that Pul Hamitzvi Lach is also when it turns into a different item, it turns into a pulam mitzvah yovish, it's pocket this. The issue was never chal on that. You don't have too many examples of this, but l'chor it's a lamdush machlokes. Now this is in vosgate machlokes.